USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On his first trip to the State Department since taking office, President Biden had words of encouragement.
America is back. Diplomacy is back at the center of our foreign policy.
The president said he wants to work things out diplomatically, but the U.S. will once again stand up against aggression.
I made it clear to President Putin, in a manner very different from my predecessor, that the days of the United States rolling over in the face of Russia's aggressive actions, interfering with our elections, cyber attacks, poisoning its citizens, are over.
He said he'll stop the withdrawal of troops stationed in Germany, in support for Saudi Arabia's military offensive in Yemen, and make support for LGBTQ rights a cornerstone of democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results, people lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm more than halfway through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to EnergizedHealth.com, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free, and it will give you all of the details. If you don't have a computer, just call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40%! That's EnergizedHealth.com and click on the red button.
The House has voted to strip Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee positions over past comments she made promoting executing Democratic lawmakers and conspiracy theories. In a 230 to 199 vote, Greene's House colleagues voted to oust the newly elected Georgia Republican from the Education and Budget Committees. The vote was largely divided along party lines, with 11 Republicans joining Democrats in their vote to remove Greene from the committees. Lawmakers took issue with her past comments that included calling for violence against political leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, as well as questioning school shootings and spreading anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. In remarks on the House floor before the vote, Greene expressed regret for the statements, some of which she claimed were made by people who were running her social media accounts. Greene was also known for supporting QAnon conspiracy theories. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testified in Congress about the Trump administration's hardline immigration policy, which separated parents and children at the Mexico border. Horowitz appeared before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee for a hearing entitled Accountability and Lessons Learned from the Trump Administration's Child Separation Policy. As the department's chief internal watchdog, Horowitz has been critical in the reviews of former President Trump's policies, including his zero-tolerance immigration stance. Horowitz said that then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions knew years ago that the administration's position on immigration would break up families. He said the Department of Homeland Security and Justice failed to consult with other key officials like U.S. attorneys at the border states, U.S. Marshals, or the Health and Human Services Department, which was tasked in caring for the children who'd been separated. The Trump administration separated more than 3,000 children and parents at the border, which grew international outrage. Trump's change swamped the courts, detention centers, and law enforcement agencies, according to Horowitz. They became overwhelmed by the influx. Border officials ultimately lost track of some of the parents, and many were deported without their children. Hundreds are still missing. The Trump administration later rescinded the order to separate families in 2018 after a judge halted the practice, but advocates say children were still being separated a year later. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.